Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's full coverage with your host, Laura Lee and
Manny MUA.
What's up, guys? Okay, we are back with round three of reading your dirty secrets.
Our third installment of reacting to, potentially giving advice to, your dirty, nasty little secrets.
The best part is, like, I don't know Manny's secrets that he screenshotted from what you guys told him. He doesn't know mine, so he also gets to react, and I get to react, and we get to be a part of the
complete
show.
Surprises. So I screenshot a bunch. Laura screenshot a bunch. Yes. Mine, I feel like the ones that people send me are sick.
Yeah.
Do you get sick ones, too?
I get some that are just, like, crazy, and then I get some that are just, like, absolutely insane.
That's how I feel, too.
Like, can't be real.
Like, almost like this doesn't seem like it can be even a reality. But I love it, and I appreciate all you guys who submit to us on Instagram that when we're doing these, it's so fun to see your guys' thing, because we're not judging. We're just literally reacting to different things. Mm-hmm. And it's anonymous, so it's like, why not send a little secret? Because it's like, hello, it's anonymous.
¿Por qué no?
You know what I mean? Yes. But before we start on that, you know we got to do our peaks and pits.
Y'all know we got to give you a little bit of tea on what's going on in our world. Well, first of all, with me, I am wearing pajamas today. I know some people are going to be like, is this girl straight up wearing pajamas?
I'm obsessed.
Because I normally get dressed. But I got these in PR today. And Daniel Prada was like, that's Tommy Hilfiger's wife's brand. Google those. They're like $300. And I said, oh, I'm wearing those on the podcast today.
Because they're so pretty. Hell.
I was like, I feel like I need to wear them out.
No, they're honestly stuck. I wish I got the Comf memo. I wish I got that memo.
You look great. What do you mean?
No, like, I would love to be in just PJs.
Where's this shirt from? It looks like a new shirt.
From ASOS.
Oh, okay.
You know, ASOS always does come in handy for me.
I love that.
I do feel like it also makes my arms look pretty good, too, because it's kind of tight.
Yes.
And I do feel like it's giving the fantasy.
I love that. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, what is your peak?
My peak is that this week, actually today, my assistant just started, my new assistant.
Oh my God.
I've been on an assistant journey.
You have.
I've been on an assistant journey. We finally found someone that we're like, we are just so absolutely happy with. and just elated with absolutely super, super cool girl. My mom actually came up from San Diego to help me for the next 2 days to help like train her with stuff.
Yeah.
Because today we have the podcast, tomorrow I have a photo shoot.
Yeah.
I don't really have time to be home to like actually help out with stuff. So, but she could start this week. So my mom's up here helping me. So that's another part of my peak because my mom's up here with me the next couple of days to help train her. So I literally have a new assistant now that is going to help me with my life.
I help me get my life together. Love that. It has been a journey.
I've been on a journey.
And you're back.
A journey through space and time without the assistant. Luckily, Nick has been coming up. Help me. My brother has been coming up like once a week to help me with just like little things here and there that I just need the extra help with.
I love that.
So he's been helping me a little bit, but it's not the same as like someone who can be there 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
That's like in day in, day out, like in there with you. It's not the same. So I'm really excited to have her now.
Amen to that. Well, I'm hopeful that this is the one.
I feel like
no drama, no tea, that this one really works out and lasts. And yeah, it's all good things.
If she's gone in a month.
No, don't say that.
It's not going to happen because I'm delusional. It will never happen like that. But if in the 1% chance that that happens, I will jump off this balcony.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Just I feel like that's very fair.
Just know that that would be my 13th reason.
I feel like that's very fair.
You know, after what we've been through.
Well, I feel like for my peak, I'm going to piggyback off of yours a little bit because I actually saw a lot of questions just like here and there on some of my social medias asking me how my assistant's doing because back whenever I hired her, I think it was last year, I talked about it a lot on the podcast and then I just didn't say anything else about it.
Yeah, and so they're wondering.
They're like, well,
what's the tea?
What happened? And it's fabulous. I love her. I went for a really long time without an assistant. I had an assistant. And then, like I said, she graduated up and works higher up at our brand. And I finally, you know, bit the bullet and hired a new one. And it's been absolutely fabulous. I love her energy. I love having her. Like around, I'm one of those people who my big problem is with not having an assistant. I don't like anyone in my house because
totally,
you know what I mean.
You take your secret space.
Like whenever I was getting my bathroom renovated, it was just like so many people in there every day, and it was just like, oh, that's like what drove me crazy about it. And like, I'm just like really protective over my space, I guess.
100%, as you should be. I'm the same way.
Right,
I'm very protective of my space.
Yeah, so like I don't love that, but like I'm so happy with her. I'm so just happy with like our little friendship we've bonded over, and I enjoy her company.
And see, that's what you want to have, someone that like when they get there, you're not like, oh, fuck, they're here.
Yeah,
like you don't want that.
Exactly.
Like that's not what you want. You want someone that you can feel like when they get here, they're like, oh, like this is cool. Like they can help me with these things while I'm doing these things.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
It's the best feeling. It like truly is. The best feeling. I know a lot of people can probably like not relate on this one. They're kind of like, what the fuck? But when you do a lot of things, like as I'm sure you guys all know, like it's nice to have help with things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's tough sometimes when you're trying to balance having your own brands and doing the social media thing full time and having a podcast and all these things. It is really nice to have someone that can be there for you, that can help take some of the weight off, especially when you feel like the world's piling down on you.
Totally.
With so many different
things. And like I often use her because I need a lot of help with like my YouTube videos and stuff because there goes a lot of preparation, a lot of ordering things, a lot of getting links and setting the video up and take, like she helps me so much like with getting that shit together for my channel. So she makes me filming organized and a breeze and gives me so much back more of my time. But what's also great is I've trained her. She now like works with our branded stuff too. So she kind of like helps me with everything, honestly. And then some personal stuff too. You know, it's like, it's all over the place, but I'm enjoying it. It's been fabulous. And I literally.
Doesn't it feel like almost like you like don't want to do it with that one?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, now that you've had, you're like, dude, I would be devastated like without them. It's just, it is hard because you have that help frees you up to do things. And also like the hard part for me is like, because so many things happen with like our job, like it doesn't feel like it's like a job that you can just like clock out of.
Yeah,
you have to do a lot of things separately. Plus having your own brand when you're a business owner, you like when you have an assistant, it helps give you some of a normal life back in a way where you can actually like do things for yourself.
Yeah,
like I felt like me when I had the assistant, I was like, I was able to like go to the gym more or like have more of a social life or like hang out with my friends more and like actually do like things that would be considered pretty normal.
Right.
In an abnormal job that we have, because it's not the most normal thing to do.
It's kind of like one of those 24/7 jobs where
you always kind of feel like you're on. There's a lot of perks, of course.
Oh my God. And it's so worth it.
It's worth it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But it is nice to have some things that you're able to do that are seen as more normal.
Yeah.
Normalcy's in your abnormal job.
100%.
An assistant will help you with that.
Yes.
Truly.
And we love to see it.
We love to see it. So I hope that she's absolutely gonna stay with me forever.
Me
too. I haven't
even
met her yet. I mean, of course, the interview, of course, but I haven't like met her yet. She moved up from San Diego. She was moving up already. So she's like, I'm moving in last week. And now she's able to start.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is your pit?
Pits. I haven't been to the gym in 5 days.
Oh!
That is my pit from hell.
Honey, they miss you at the gym. They're calling.
They're devastated that I'm not there.
Devastated.
I know my gym bays are looking out for me and they're not seeing me.
I know.
And they're sad.
I know. Manny really misses flirting with guys for the past 5 days. He hasn't gone to flirt with all his gym friends in the past 5 days. Tell them right now the truth. That's them.
I plead the fifth. No, I mean, honestly, like I do. So obviously there's the fun part of the gym, which is like the social aspect of it. Duh. But I do also miss like actually working out.
Getting
too.
That activity.
Because I do, like, you know, when we swam and we did activity things.
That was a little
even walking on the
there,
beach,
honey.
I'm like.
Walking back to our room.
Yes, walking back, I'm like, damn, I'm fucking sweating. So at least I got some of that like cardio
totally.
In. But there is something like, because you know, for me, when I go to the gym, I have more energy throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I don't like need to nap as much when I go to the gym. I can stay up later when I go to the gym. I can just do more when mm-hmm. I have a workout in me. So without that in the last 5 days, I'm like, fuck, I need like more Celsius. I need like some more pick-me-ups to get me through.
Yeah.
Or I need a nap and like things like that. So I need the gym to help me mentally and just like physically and that aspect to actually
give you
do
that
more.
Energy.
I need more energy from it. And so I haven't been in 5 days. I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to make an appointment. I'm like, I'm going to go tonight, even though we've been filming the podcast today and I have to film at home after this. I will go to the gym tonight.
You're going
to
do a quick one too.
I'm going to do one too.
That's, I agree. It's just like a lifestyle. Like once you make it a lifestyle,
it's a lifestyle
and then you'll like miss it.
You'll
miss it from going.
And it's like, I usually go during the day at like a specific time. So I don't care. I'll go at nighttime. Like I will make it work. Like I want to be able to feel like I have that like just inner peace of going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I need. Like I need
you
to
know
work
what kind of sucks about hot yoga? Obviously it's something I picked up and I'm kind of gotten myself a little bit addicted to, which is mm-hmm. so good.
Which
like,
is great.
Finally
like me,
something
to, working out. Like,
to be
you
obsessed
have to be addicted
with
to it.
That's yes. like good for me.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to get to doing it every other day.
Love.
My assistant does it every other day and she has forever since she was a teenager. So like, it's just part of her lifestyle. But my problem with it is like, you have to wash your hair
fuck,
every
you're right,
time
about
you
that.
Do it. And I have so much hair. This is like, literally takes me hours from start of washing to like products and blow drying and brushing and styling. We're hours in.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count when I have to dye it. That's a whole other story.
Situation.
So that is my big thing with hot yoga. Like
you have to wash your hair after a hot
girl,
yoga. There's no way.
My hair, because like, even if I let the sweat dry, which not
Diva.
Ideal.
Not ideal,
but let's say I do. My hair looks like it's wet with grease because the sweat
makes my hair, the oils,
it makes it so greasy that like my hair will literally stand up like this if I did it. Like it's stiff. My hair becomes stiff because how much sweat and like grease and oils in it. It's just,
it's not good.
It's not good for me. So I'm like, dang it, that's my only thing. And also the timing of the class is not, it's not in the middle of the day, but it's at an inconvenient time that I go.
Yeah,
so
like,
it makes
me.
It hard to get to do it every other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dang, I wish they had more time class.
But what
options.
If they did like a 2 to 3 times a week kind of vibe?
I'm at 2 times a week,
oh,
no matter
great.
What. No
two's
matter
great.
What, I'm at 2 times a week and I'm starting to do the 90
technically,
minute
you know what? 3 is every other day. So 2 is actually sickening.
Yeah, but
because
I need to get to 3 to 4. I want to do 3 to 4.
Got it.
Mostly 4. I would ideally like to do it 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm. That would be so slay.
It's not that hard anymore.
Yeah,
the
90
minute classes are, but 60 are not. So
that would be so slay.
Yeah, but it's like finding
it.
That much time and washing my hair that many days a week, because I typically only like to wash my hair twice a week. So that's a journey for me. That's a sacrifice I'll be talking about later.
Yeah, that's gonna be a pit later on. That's a pit later on. It's attached to your peak.
It is.
What's your pit for now? What is your
my pit for
peak?
Now? Okay, pit. You guys remember a couple weeks back in Palm Springs when I had a twerking incident in the pool when I gashed my ankle open on the pool? Well, it got infected. And I think it got infected because it's so low. First of all, the gash was like really deep and I saw like a lot of nasty stuff when I looked down. There was like blood everywhere. So I knew it wasn't just like a little scrape. I was like, dang, I really like cut myself.
You you a chunk was gone.
Exactly. Because you know the ankle doesn't have a lot going on there anyway. So I think that's why.
So if you miss some skin there, you could you really miss some skin.
You really got a deep boo-boo. So I was like, dang, it really hurt. Like, was sore after. And so it didn't even hurt that bad whenever I did exostrol.
Yeah, you were twerking. You're on high.
Slimming.
Yeah.
But it got infected and it turned green and it oozed for a hard week.
You guys, I saw it in, Punta Mista.
And it was like a white,
Laura went into
gooey.
The water and she came out and I said,
you said, ma'am,
what the fuck is going on here?
It didn't look really nasty.
I mean, it did, but it just, it looked like it was like trying to scab over, but it couldn't because it was wet. It was very strange.
It
was green white.
It was green and white color. The ankle got rotted.
You had rot ankle.
My goal in Mexico was to let the healing power of the sea, take over. And I mean, I guess this is kind
of
a peak.
The call of the sea.
The call of the sea healed my ankle. My ankle, look how much better it looks.
I mean, that in itself is a miracle.
Like,
That's a Christmas miracle.
That's a Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the sea, the salt water in the sea, it's so good for your skin. It like heals every little zit and pore, and it just clears everything. So, and I've always known this since I was young. And so I kept my ankle in the ocean as much as I possibly could on this trip, and it worked.
And it worked, and it literally looks like it's healing.
Oh, yeah. That heavily. Honey, is nothing compared to where we were at.
When you were in that pool and you came out of the pool and I saw it, I said, now it makes sense what you were talking about.
I was like, my ankle's been real nasty.
It's been not well.
Hey, Manny, I got a rotten ankle going on.
You literally had a zombie ankle going on.
It looked like zombie skin. It was green.
Like green and white, a milky green.
Milky green and white was the color.
The people listening just are like, please stop saying milky
green.
Imagine
someone eating lunch right now. God
bless.
We're
so sorry.
We're so sorry. Moving on. Manny, what's your pit? I'm sorry.
I said my pit.
Fuck, I forgot already. What was your pit?
What was my pit?
You didn't say your pit.
I did say my pit. I swear to God.
You said your assistant started.
I haven't worked out in 5 days. You fucking liar. You made me forget my pit. The fucking pea brains are in the building. One here, one here.
The two brain cells are
activated.
I love that when people hate us, they joke on, call us fools, and we're like, yeah. Yeah, we call ourselves that. Like,
we literally
say this
about ourselves. We are not professionals in this world.
Be a professional.
Be a professional.
Me and Manny are going to say that for the rest of our life because RuPaul, in one episode of Drag Race, she went off on the girls. They needed it.
They needed it. Because they were wanting to eliminate themselves.
And it's like, you have the honor of performing on RuPaul's stage and you're going to walk out.
And you're
lost your damn mind.
And you're all stars.
Be a professional.
Be a professional.
And when she said that, the light bulbs that went off in that room.
I was like.
She awoken me at home.
We're like, be a professional.
Be a professional.
No, I literally texted Laura. I'm like, have you seen today's episode of Drag Race
yet? And I was like, I have not.
Not yet. And I was like, text me every 5 minutes of the episode. When you get to the RuPaul portion.
Because
she gets the girls together.
RuPaul.
I love when RuPaul gets the girls together. It's one of my favorite things to watch on the show.
RuPaul's so empowering. And sometimes it takes a moment like that to kind of wake you up.
It'll jolt you.
And realize where you're at and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then you go 10 times harder.
Exactly. And it worked.
Being on, I have like a toxic trait where I'm like, on Drag Race, I'll be like, I could do that.
I could do that.
Or they'll be on stage dance, but I feel like I could have done that dance or something.
We literally just watched the All-Stars thing, and there was a moment when me and Laura were like, Laura, you could have performed that.
I was like, I think
you
I
could have
like,
shaked your ass better than her.
I was
her.
Like, if I can shake my ass better than her, they have
then
to do
I
better.
I could do that.
Me sitting on the couch eating hot Cheetos.
That's literally the entire Drag Race fandom to me.
That is.
Like, everyone gives me very, like, they are not even that good at
judging
drag
the outfits.
Judging, like, heavily. And it's like, girl, you have not put yourself in that shoe. Like, it is,
it's
I'm sure,
also
tougher
the
than
stage
it looks.
Presence. It's like, yes, you can do it at home in your living room
totally.
In front of your friends.
Yeah.
Can you get on the stage in front of everybody's and cameras and TVs and Ru's watching and do it? No.
No, there's just no way.
It's so hard.
I can't even do things in front of them.
Yeah.
In front of Lauren Tyler.
Yeah.
I get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine doing stuff like that. I have shame. I'm not shameless. I have
shame with you.
Shame.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Okay, should we start off with the secrets?
I think we should dive in.
I think we should dive in. Are you going to start it? Are you looking already?
I kind of want to start off with okay.
The world, I got an Apple News top story hit right, that just hit
Tell
my phone.
Tell me, says, I need to know.
The world is baking under extreme heat waves. Mm-hmm. Here's what to know and how to stay safe. Apparently, there was like the hottest record of like...
The hottest day on Earth.
Yes.
With the average temperature on Earth being the hottest, and it happened 2 days in a row, like the second day.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? There was apparently in Death Valley, it was 130 degrees. It was the hottest recorded.
We're going to be cooked off this earth. Mark my words.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm scared, but I'm ready.
I'll read the first.
Okay.
I used to fuck some brothers and they both liked the same thing in bed. So it was easy task. We're starting out like.
But see. That's lovely, though, because it's like if you can just do the same thing twice, was it at the same time?
This is the thing. I think it's weird that brothers wants to have sex with the same girl.
I think it's a little weird, too.
We don't have a lot of context here, but like if that was the case.
What if they didn't know and the girl was just like, I'm going to get both.
I ain't having sex with no one my family member having sex with. I'm going to tell you that right here, right now. It's not happening,
but what if they're like, do you have a celeb crush? Who's your celeb crush?
Brad Pitt is a very cliche answer for me, but we're going to go with Braddy.
Let's say in the past 10 years ago, Ashley had sex with Brad Pitt. Now it's 10 years later.
See, this is like a crazy hypothetical.
I know, it's
crazy. These are just
of all time.
Random ass people.
I know, it's true. But like, think of it in that capacity.
I probably still wouldn't because that would be weird.
But it's 10 years later.
No, that's weird.
No.
I think it's weird.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, Emmy would never count with me and my brothers because they're both straight. But like, I'm trying to think of the equivalent. If it's like, oh, maybe if it's 20 years apart, like da da da. But even then, I do find it a little weird.
It's a little weird.
I'm trying to like put myself in those shoes, but I think it's weird.
Yeah. What if you had a sister, you know, sleeping with a guy?
Right. Oh, you know? That's different though.
Uh huh.
Because then that goes into like weird fantasy territory.
Oh God.
So that's like that's very strange. That's different because then it's like,
are you having an incestuous
fantasy? No. No, I'm just saying that there's like such like porns.
Oh, Wendy Williams.
No, there's like such pornos that it's like like your sister's boyfriend is interested in you as a gay person. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Like he's like, oh, he's.
I see. It took a turn.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So like, that's why I'm like, oh, that turns into such a like the fantasy world. Mm-hmm. But it's like the whole like siblings thing. I always thought it was kind of hot, the idea of like me sleeping with two brothers.
Yeah.
But if it was me, I wouldn't want it.
I don't think it's weird for you. I think it's weird that they would want to sleep with the same person.
Right. That, like, or for what her, they, what the, they want to have girl, a threesome.
The girl that's sleeping with them, I don't think it's weird for her. I think it's weird that they want to sleep with the same girl.
Would you think
there's
8 weird?
Billion people on
agreed,
this earth.
Agreed. Would you think it's weird if I had a threesome with a set of twins?
Yes, because that's incest.
That's really weird.
That's incestual, yes.
Because I think that would be so weird. Like, yes! I would be like, very like weirded out. I think they can't look the same.
Why?
If they were twins that didn't look the same, there's a different, maybe I'm like, oh, you know. But I think it is overall very strange.
It is. It's strange.
It's very taboo.
It is a taboo.
It's like that taboo category of porn.
Spooky.
We've all seen the stepsister, stepson porn, okay?
I have not seen it. Man, he's exposing himself.
You know what? We've all seen the step sibling porn. We've all seen it. Okay, let's not act brand new. We've all seen it.
That's right.
Okay. We have one here on my side.
All right.
I'm a hot wife.
Okay.
And I get to color. You know how I always say color? Have sex
with
other guys while my husband watches. So basically, he's a cuck.
I have seen this like only in like TV shows.
Me too. I didn't even know it was real. I thought like people made fun of guys for being cucks, like that wasn't real, but it's actually like, so the husband.
How do people lets the get wife, off that?
That's what I would like to know as well.
Yeah,
like where does it come from? Because I obviously like we're coming from a place of like.
Have you ever done that?
Know. No.
And I've a been in threesome
with
a pitch.
Not watch though. They're always part of it.
They're
with
involved.
Me.
That's
I've been
more
in threesomes
normal.
Before,
that,
but
I feel
they're
like that's
involved.
A more normal threesome
that's,
situation.
That's like a threesome essentially. Mm-hmm. But like I have never had it where
he's just like chilling in the corner.
No, I've never had that where a guy was just chilling in the corner. They always like were part of it as well.
Okay.
So I can't imagine like maybe that's why it just like seems so far fetched to me. Like, but also like I guess in the straight couple equivalent, like obviously like, the guy and the man and the wife. Like, they're together, but he likes when another guy fucks her. He doesn't want to fuck with the guy because he's straight.
But he just wants to watch.
He just wants to watch her get pounded.
It's essentially watching, like, live corn.
Oh, yeah, live corn.
Uh-huh.
Live corn.
Live corn.
You're right. So it's maybe that's what it is.
His
it's live corn in real life. Maybe that's what it is.
To each their own.
Absolutely. We're not king shaming. We're not king shamers over here on Full Coverage. But it is very fascinating because I didn't think of it as the way of being, oh, like he's just watching live corn.
Did they use our discount code at Adam and Eve?
They better have.
Code FOOL.
You get 50% off.
That's right.
Hello. So yeah, that was something that I was like, oh, this is very fascinating to me.
That is an interesting one, I have to say.
It got me together.
Let's see here. My parents like my ex more than my new boyfriend, but I like my new boyfriend more and I don't know what to do. Well, you should like your new boyfriend
that's
more than
point.
Your ex. That's why he's your ex. That is such a bummer though when parents like make a connection.
Listen,
like what if the new guy's a douche and the old one was nice? You never know. So the parents may have good reasoning.
Totally.
But that totally sucks because relationships, they really just don't have a lot to do with your parents. As much as parents may want to get involved, relationships are between you and them. Mm-hmm. They're not between you and your friends and you and your parents and everybody's outside. They're really not, because at the end of the day, you're the one in the relationship.
Exactly. And that's what really matters.
It is what really matters. But that is like honestly such a bummer because it would just suck to have the weight of them, you know, missing the old guy and you got the new Tom in town.
I mean, I know for a fact that my mom has liked other girlfriends more than, like, let's say Nick or Aaron has had, like, for sure. And, like, she still, like, will, like, see them and be like, oh, like, look, they're doing so good. You know, and I know that definitely is the case. Like, she had exes of, like, my brother that she was like, oh, they were so sweet and so cool and so kind. And then after they have exes that are, like, spooky as actual hell. Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn. Like, even me, like, I've liked their exes more too. But like, again, that's just a personal preference. It has nothing to really do with me.
Yeah.
It's about them being in a relationship and them being happy. As long as they're not being mistreated.
Right.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And like same, I'm sure the parents should be like chilling in that way too. As long as their child is happy, That's what really matters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hopefully, you know, the new guy's a good guy. But yeah, but
I get it.
That's a bummer. It's a toughie.
It's just a tough one. Okay, I'm gonna do a lob.
Okay.
Okay. I accidentally got sent the gender of our baby to my email and I peeked. And then acted surprised at our gender reveal party, even though no one knew and no one knows to this day.
I would do the same.
I think I would too, Laura. That's why I said, I was like, I feel like I would have to know the gender.
Isn't it crazy how it's like such a big thing?
It's a big deal.
But it's like either kind of one or the other situation. So it's like,
you're getting such one or the other. Yeah, an X or
like,
a Y.
Such a like a.
It's very like, oh my gosh, what's it going to be? But like, I feel like if I was her, that's why like it resonated with me. Because I'm like, I feel like if I was you, I would want to take a peek as well.
If it was sitting in my inbox, honey.
Baby, if it was sitting in the inbox, it's too tempting. It's literally growing inside you. How could you not feel tempted to know?
Just a little.
A little peekaboo.
If I were to have a kid, I wonder if I would have a boy or a girl first. I always wonder. Like, I wonder.
I feel like you would have a boy first.
But you know how some people freeze their eggs so they get to pick which egg or whatever they want? They get to pick a boy or girl?
Well, would you do that?
Would you pick? I'm trying to just think about what I would pick. Ty, what would you pick?
A boy or a girl first.
He said a girl would be easier, but a boy he like relate to.
Yeah, he can entertain the boy more.
Like being a boy dad.
Oh yeah, a boy's boy. That's tough.
There's like no boys in my family, and that's like pretty much the only reason I'd want a boy because there's like none. Like my brother has two girls, and my sister had two girls. So this is like all girls. So it'd be nice to have like one boy. And then Tyler's brother had a girl. Like there's no girls. Damn.
You'd have to have the boy
there's
then.
There's no girls on either side. My God.
What if like naturally then you would have a girl because literally everyone in your family is a girl.
Well, I think I might would have a girl.
Yeah.
Because of clearly the girls are girling.
The girls are girling. They are strong. The girls' genes are strong.
So
the girl swimmers are powerful.
That's the only reason, but I think a girl would be easier. I think a girl would be a lot easier.
Why do you think a girl would be easier than a boy?
Because
boys are rambunctious and annoying.
I do. They are. They're so much. Yeah. They're rowdy. They're loud. They're gross. They're annoying. A lot of them are terrible people.
It's true. Men are aggressive.
Yeah, they're the bane of society.
But then you could raise them to be better.
That's true.
So there's that.
That is true.
You know, there is that aspect of it. But I would freak out if I had a boy. I'm not going to lie. I would need a girl first if I were to have kids.
Girls are easier than boys in my experiences with children.
Same.
Girls are easier.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And usually smarter.
Honestly. But you didn't hear that from us.
Didn't hear from us. We are just full coverage over here. We're just full covering things.
Your turn.
That was mine.
Okay.
That was mine.
What does this mean? I had YK with my brother.
You know?
I had you know with my brother.
So she's saying that she did the nasty with her brother.
It's a no for me, babes. It's a no for me. I don't care. You know. It's a no for me, babes.
That's a fuck no. That's the hardest no I've
jail
ever.
Jail time.
That's jail time. Actually, I think incest is jail time. Is it not?
I think it might be.
Or maybe like marrying your sibling is jail time.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. There's definitely like something that's not allowed there.
Yeah.
But like that honestly is so crazy because you know that when you have siblings and you grow up with siblings, that there's like this chemical that gets released in your body that tells you not to be with your sibling.
Oh, that's lovely.
There is like, that's why naturally like to us, it's like, ew, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like because.
You know what? A lot of times when I mention I'm from Alabama, one of the first things people say to me, and they say it in a joking way, but part of me thinks that they really think, which maybe there is a lot of incest that goes on in Alabama that I don't know about. So maybe that's, I'm missing out on that. But they're always like, don't you guys fuck each other? And like,
yeah. Cousins
and stuff. And I'm like, no.
Like, that's not a thing.
I don't.
Well, no, I know you don't, but like, I'm sure it does happen. But like, I'm sure it's not just in Alabama that's happening. It's like, it's happening probably everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably happening like, there's like people that are hella inbred.
Well, it clearly is, but I don't know where this person's from.
But what if they're from the South?
Don't do it.
And why is it always, and it's funny because why is it always the South that gets that like depiction of like, oh, everyone's like fucking each other. They're from the South. You know what I mean? Like it's very that.
I'm like, yeah, cool.
Sick.
Sickos.
Sick. Okay. I have no, I found out my now ex-best friend was hooking up with my dad So I hooked up with both of her brothers.
That's fair.
I feel like that's fair.
That's fair. Hey,
all's fair in love and
you
war.
You opened Pandora's box. She closed it on you.
All's fair in love and war, and you chose war.
You chose war.
You chose the battle.
You won the battle. She won the war.
Yeah, no, literally, she won the battle. You won the war, bitch. You got both her brothers.
Yeah.
But listen, have I slept with a friend's dad? Yeah. Oh! I have.
And did they sleep with your brothers? They did. I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. That far is
they didn't, but.
But
he was more of an acquaintance, a teammate.
Oh, it was a boy. I'm sorry. It was a boy. Sorry, Nick and Aaron. That didn't happen.
It was a teammate.
Okay.
So it wasn't like we were besties or anything. This was okay. Best friend.
Okay.
It was someone that I was like acquaintances with.
Okay.
So it's not the same.
No, same.
And it was years later.
Oh, fair game.
All's fair. All's and fair. Love and war.
I tell my husband his pee is huge to boost his confidence, but it's a 5 out of 10. But I love that 5 out of 10 pee. Let me tell you something, okay? There's this thing. It's called husband pee.
Yeah, it's husband pee.
It's husband pee. So you don't want your husband pee to be massive because it would be painful, and you don't want your husband pee to be tiny because then it's low-key useless. You need a good, it's called husband pee. There's boyfriend pee, and then there's the guy you marry's pee, and
yes.
That needs to be a good.
You need to be able to like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, it needs to work and realistically. It needs to fit. And sometimes people like a bigger pee for a husband pee, but there's peace. This thing, it's called husband pee. And when you find the right one and it's just like that perfect average size that you could just.
It's lovely.
Deal with until the end of time.
I'm the exact same.
You dated. My husband's pee is bigger. Tyler, tell me when to stop.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Holy fuck! Holy fuck! No, I literally right now, Tyler over there, he's like average, like so unwell.
He screamed
Tyler's not well.
Average at me.
Lord, Tyler's not well, but you, I could not agree more with you.
You had a situation where the guy's pee was just
too big.
It was huge.
The thing is, like as a gay person
true.
Who gets it up your booty hole,
mm-hmm.
the husband piece, I'm going to say piece, the husband piece size is just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. If they're going up into 8, 9, 10 category, up there, it is deadly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure down there it's deadly too.
Deadly.
Like the thing is, I could have relations every day with my man mm-hmm. if the piece is normal size
mm-hmm.
average
mm-hmm.
if it
see, that's
is
what you want.
Way above average it's going to be every 4 days
yeah see that is that's
let's
for
be real.
That's for a good time
good time
and then
night.
You have your marriage so I feel like she's right on track.
I think that's very fair and very valid, and I know it might be a 5 out of 10, but that 5
I think you're right
lovely.
On track.
I think it's right
I think
track.
You married the right P.
Mm-hmm. You got the right one.
You got, the,
you got
right
the right
P.
piece. Okay, guys, so let me go on the next one. Let us see. This is sick. I'm judging a little. I once used a banana for not eating.
Okay.
And then I put it back in the fruit bowl.
Not back in the fruit bowl.
Back in the fruit bowl to
don't
marinate with the apples and oranges.
No, that's the worst part. Don't do
like
it.
You let your banana that was inside you around everything else. Because the thing is, what if the bacteria on the banana started seeping into the bacteria
and everything
else?
People cannot be trusted. People
I'll never have it again.
Cannot be trusted.
And was it with the peel or without the peel? That makes a big difference. With the peel, because it's stronger.
With the peel.
It's stronger.
Imagine they set that. It would be broken
it would,
off.
It would literally go in there
it
and then it would never come out.
It would snap off. It would be
snap
over.
Snap off.
Yeah.
I could deep throat a banana.
Baby, no one here questioned if you could deep throat a banana because we all already knew the answer to that. That's not a hidden talent. That's just a talent.
So that was very spooky and I'm very scared for her food bowl.
You guys... We
toss
can't say who that was, but careful with the fruit.
You got to be careful with the fruit.
You got to be careful
with
the fruit.
It gets a little deadly. Put a condom, or she could put a condom over it. And then at least
she
there's a barrier.
She didn't say all that. Okay. She didn't say all that. I got pregnant on my first one-night stand. We're married, but we tell everyone we met at the gym.
I think it's very fair and very valid.
I do too. I love that. It's no one else's business anyway. It's no one else's
business but yours. And I think that that is so fair. Because the thing is, people can be so abruptly judgmental in person, in real life too, that they might like be like, oh, that's wild.
And your story is yours anyways. Mm-hmm. It's not the whole world's, and it's not your mom and dad's and your brothers and sisters and all your best friends. It's your story. So you know what you can do? You can lie like a rug. You can lie like a rug. Like a
goddamn. And the thing is, like, you guys stayed together. Like, that is cool. Like, you had a one-night stand, you got pregnant, and you guys stayed together.
I feel like the one-night stand story is so hot, though. I'd be telling everybody that. Like, I personally, yes. I know everybody views things differently. I personally would be proud of that story and think it was so quirky and like, look, we're rare. Cute. We're rare.
It's rare.
You know what I mean? We're a rare situation, and it's so cute how we worked out.
Like, we went from one-night stand to literally marriage and children.
I think that's so
cute. That is so cool.
Yeah.
And that's very, like, almost like a movie. Ooh. Because that's how movies make it seem like you fall in love in one night. Like, you know movies, like how they are.
Yeah.
So like rom-coms, that's literally how they are. So it's like, that literally is a movie.
I love that.
A one-night stand.
Marriage and babies.
Marriage and babies right after. I love to see it.
Shaka, darling, a shaka.
Okay. What I have a sick one.
Uh-oh.
I found out that my ex cheated on me. So I slept with 3 guys in one day, and then I had him eat my pussy after.
First of all, I couldn't even find 3 guys in one day. Where did you find 3 guys in one day? Like, who are these people?
Who are they and where did they come from?
Girl, and I don't even have that much time in a day. How did you?
Honestly, she could have been plotting on that one.
Boom.
It's a boom. I think it was she plotted because she's like, okay, my man cheated on me. I'm going to sleep with as many men as I can right now. And I'm going to have him eat the kitty after. He ate the kitty.
I mean, listen, I'm not mad at it.
No, not at all. I'm just
putting myself in the situation. I'd be scrambling to come up with 3 guys.
No, you'd have guys lined up the door.
If I had my hoo-ha out on the corner, maybe. Yeah.
If you had your hoo-ha, they literally would be like, oh, that's the one.
God, men are dogs,
though.
They're
sick. Men are sick.
They are.
But that is, I honestly, like, props to her because that is, like, so deadly. Like, that's sick. But, like, honestly, he deserved it because he cheated. So
he did.
Fuck himself.
So, hopefully it was tasty.
I
don't fuck with
cheaters. I hope. Oh! I literally felt like a little. I felt a little gaggy on that one. That made me feel sick. You just made me feel very sick and very unwell.
It's good for you.
So, thank you for that, Laura Lee. Thank you for that.
Here's a cheating one. I'm going through a divorce because my husband cheated on me and effed his coworker.
That's deadly.
I know. That one's just sad. I'm sorry. I just read a sad one.
And that's just like the worst nightmare situation. Like, I feel like people can feel like weirded out about like the coworker thing. Like, that is like, I feel like, where things happen a lot, you like.
I feel like things happen in that situation a lot.
So it's scary because it's like that is so like valid fear wise because that a lot of things do happen with coworkers or like let's say a boss cheating with like the secretary or like just things like that. Like that totally does happen. So it is very sad.
Well, the Tom and Ariana thing was kind of coworkery because it was like a castmate on the show. And I did end up, guys, going back and watching season 6, 7, 8. I haven't watched 9 yet. I'm getting there. And I've already watched 10 on Vanderpump.
You're blowing.
I'm blowing through, babes. So I'm caught up and I see how like everybody has been in this love trouble and everybody's cheated with one another and everybody's forgiven each other and everybody's moved on. And like the castmates on the show are like where they've broken up and dated someone else and they kind of bring in that new person they dated onto the show. So that's how they kind of have built this cast.
Of course.
So it was, you know, a castmate. And so, yeah, it was shocking, but they're filming season 11 right now. And
you know, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be a wild one. I know it's just going to be villainizing Tom Scandoval, which I mean, come on, he deserves it. But I'm just saying it's predictable.
It's going to be very. You already know what's going to be.
I already know that everybody's going to be crying and mad and yelling at him for 18 episodes. And then we'll do a reunion and rehash it.
And it's the same thing.
If they give me a new storyline, I'll be shocked, but impressed.
But like this is such a successful storyline.
So they got to run with it, guys.
I can't imagine
they got to run this bitch in the ground.
Exactly.
They have to. They got to get the clicks.
Okay, I have one that just gagged me as well. I just found a duffel full of male jock straps from my husband, and now I'm so confused. And this is coming from a woman.
You better tell her right now what's going on. Tell this woman what's going on right now.
Okay, so listen.
Yep.
The gym can be a very scary place as well. And a place where a lot of men, some straight, some curious, some bi, whoever it might be, go to canoodle with other men. So the fact that you have found a duffel bag, essentially a gym bag, full of jock straps from your husband it's not looking good, is what I'm trying to say.
So if Tyler has like 6 or 7 jock straps,
six or seven,
always dirty, would you say that that's bad? Ty,
explain the jock straps, Tyler.
Just kidding, he doesn't have any.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're fine. So the thing is,
wait, why? Let's explain why they wear the jock strap.
Okay, so there's a difference, right? So there's two ways of this story, by the way. There's two ways.
Okay.
Some straight men do wear jock straps in general because they want because it's more comfortable. That's weird.
It's weird.
Duffel bag pool is weird.
Cassie said he was hiding them.
Yes, which is strange. So a lot of straight men do wear, especially people that play sports. It does happen. Like, they are made for that, for sportswear. That could be a whole thing where it's like a completely innocent thing. Could be. Chances are high that they're not. If there was like one or two found, that's probably the case. But since there's a duffel bag full, it's giving he's really into underwear and is probably wearing it to the gym. Doesn't mind hacking up his shorts a little low and for men or and people to see the jock strap. A little pooch. What
would
do you
think,
Laura's happening here?
I think the Herman's is curious.
I agree.
And he's fooling around.
I agree.
So would you say in your gay lifetime, there are a lot of married straight men that are curious and they dabble?
Yes.
And gay sexual behavior.
100%. I've once hooked up for someone that I met at the gym. I found all this out after, obviously.
I remember this one, actually.
This is when I worked out at my old gym, and he was interested in me. He pursued me in person. So it was like he saw me. He was interested in me. He's like, hey, like, let's link up sometime. He was an older man. I thought he was so gorge. Gave me his number. We connected, and we, like, were texting. He's like, okay, I'm going to – he's like, can I come over to your place? And I was like, no, I don't have people come to my place to hook up or anything. So he's like – and I was like, why don't I just come to your place? And he's like, I don't have people come to my place either. I'm like, okay. So he's like, I want to hook up with you, though, so I'm going to get us a hotel.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, this man got fucking money. He wants to go with me so bad that he's already getting a hotel. Fine. So I get the hotel. We do the deed. It was fun. Like, I had a great time. It was lovely. We were laying after, like, completely naked, just hanging out, chilling. And he's like, and I was like, why? Do you have a roommate? Because I was, like, wondering about why I couldn't go over.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, I have a wife and kids.
You said, oh, my Lord.
And I literally spooked me so much because that had not happened to me in forever. Like, that had not happened to me in so long. And this was, like, a couple, like, this is years back. So I was like, oh, okay, got it. And, like, I didn't really know what to say because everything had already happened. Like, I was like, it was done. Like, I was literally leaving, and we were just, like, hanging out before I left. So I was like, oh, okay. So it definitely is a possibility, and things, it does happen. It's not like it's completely, doesn't happen.
I feel like it's more common than people think.
I think it is, and I think that guys, like, let's say a straight guy is in, like, let's say a jacuzzi, and there's a gay guy there, and the guy's horny. He might just be like down to let him suck his dick or something like that. Like, that could happen. And it's not like it's not happened. It has. I've literally experienced things like that. So it's possible is what I'm saying.
You need to further investigate. I think you need to further investigate of the straps
and have a conversation about it, because it could be cause for concern is what I'm trying to say. Cause for concern. But that gagged me, and I had to say that one.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year, or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
This one is a tongue twister, and it took me a minute to understand what exactly happened, but it said I had eggs with my ex-girlfriend's mom's ex-boyfriend.
Wait.
I was like, what?
She had eggs with her ex-girlfriend's
mom, her ex-boyfriend, which I feel like at that point, that's just safe territory.
I feel like we're pretty safe
it
there.
It is so it's Tetris. Jingled. It's Tetris to get to who this person is.
It took us a while to get there.
I do feel like people would still be shocked in your circle.
Absolutely. It would be still gaggy.
But it seems like
your ex-girlfriend. Let's see, your ex-girlfriend's. It was ex-girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Ex-girlfriend's mother's.
Ex-boyfriend.
Boyfriend. So it goes from
they
so
were
it's like,
broken up to ex-boyfriend.
Got it.
I feel like that's so she's safe.
She could be bi.
Yeah.
Fluid, you know, yeah. Being with whoever she wants to be. I feel like it becomes more safe territory in that way. It's a little shocking.
Yeah.
But like if they were broken up, everyone's broken up at this point. It's just kind of like, oh, they just connected in passing or whatever.
Just took me a minute to get there.
It took me too. It took me a second.
But I feel like that's safe. That's not like breaking, it is breaking girl code, but not really.
But it's like, how that's your ex.
Ex's mom's ex-boyfriend. Like, is that safe? I feel like that could be safe.
I feel like it could be as well.
It really depends on how close they are. I think it's
still
weird,
I'm not gonna lie. Yes, yeah, exactly. I still think it's kind of weird and I like, you know, it's very intense. Like, it could be an intense situation depending on so many factors. If it was literally like they met one time in passing, girl, please.
Goodbye.
If it was like hanging out every week, it could get a little more spooky.
A little more spooky. Mm-hmm.
But that took me a while to follow. I'm not going to lie. I don't even know if I'm still there.
I may have read that completely wrong.
Okay, so we have, I did anal with my ex-boyfriend in my parents' bedroom because I wasn't ready to lose my V card. Let me tell you something real quick. Anal is also your virginity.
Absolutely. I feel like that's like... more of a tumultuous activity.
Much more. It's more intense.
And why in the parents' bedroom?
Why there? Why?
I just had to ask why.
Why do we have to go back to the parents' room?
I feel like we grazed over that part.
I forgot about that. I was like, so confused about the V card.
What the hell?
I feel like, that's the reality is that like anal sex is still sex. Mm-hmm. So you can't really escape. You might not have had it in your vagina, but it doesn't mean that it's not sex is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just not vaginal penetration,
right?
But sex is sex. Mm-hmm. Oral sex is still sex.
Remember that time we learned what docking was?
It's soaking. Giving docking, soaking. soaking. It's giving soaking energy.
And then they say that is not eggs.
Because there's no movement.
So, girl!
So like you're not having eggs if you're literally just stuck there, diva.
I cannot.
What if he's inside her and she's doing Kegels? That is.
Even if she's not doing Kegels.
Your baby.
Honey.
The hymen was broken. And therefore, the V card is gone. It's giving delusion. No. My favorite part is the fact that... during the soaking process, some people will go underneath the bed and start shaking the bed.
Oh!
It's not. Did I tell you this?
No!
Yes, so I found out there was more to the story.
Okay,
I further investigated about the soaking situation that happens sometimes in Utah, where friends of theirs will go under the bed and shake the bed for the motion of sex, but like they're not doing it technically because they're like, oh, I'm not pulsing, so it's not
just the earthquake.
It's the earthquake that's happening. It's not me doing it.
Right.
You guys, when I heard that part of the story, I about fainted.
Jesus Christ.
Almighty.
That is shocking. I mean, my soaking. God.
That's shocking. That's soaking.
No, that's not shocking.
That's soaking. That's not shocking. Wow. That's soaking. That is wild.
Sorry. I stole over $1,000 from my mom's church, and she was the pastor. That one's a doozy.
You're going hell. Baby, I think you're going to hell. I think you are going to eat you.
Vibes, what did you spend $1,000 on?
Was it a new purse? A new bag? Girl, was it also? I mean, that's true. It could depend on what it is for.
Yeah.
Like, what if it's something that she really like? It was food.
Maybe she should have asked the church.
Or she should have asked her mother.
Literally.
It's still, like, even though she's the pastor, she's still your mom. She could have been like, yeah, absolutely.
It's giving Righteous Gemstones.
It's giving very Eli Gemstone.
Eli Gemstone.
It's giving Judy.
You know what is so funny? This last episode, Judy has made a horrible mistake and she wants the money from her dad to pay off the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Daddy, they want all this money. And he's like, pay for it yourself. And she's like, my money. I hate you, Daddy. I'm like, oh my God, you have the money and you're asking him anyways just so you don't have to, like.
You guys, Righteous Gemstone is so funny. It's on Max Plus.
Yes. Yes.
And it's hilarious. It's like a playoff of like mega churches in the South.
Like a Joel, so funny. Basically a Joel Osteen church is like a play off of that.
It's like satire based off that.
And it's like, it's just those type of churches, in my opinion, are so unrealistic and controversial because of how wealthy they are and how it's just
tax them.
Like this show pony thing. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, they become celebrity stuff. I don't know.
It's so very strange.
It kind of like a lot that they do goes against the values of a church. So it's very interesting. And so Righteous Gemstones, show on HBO that Danny McBride produced and wrote, and it goes off that.
It's freaking funny because it is just like this big satire of a show, and it's so funny and just like outlandish and crazy, but in like the funniest way,
in the best funniest way.
The fact that she stole $1,000 from her pastor mother, that's like a
doozy.
A slap on the wrist, a big no-no.
That's a doozy.
It is a doozy. You should have just asked her for the money, dude.
Oh well, you can always pay it back now.
Totally. Maybe, now, yeah, like it. Okay. Here we go. We have a doozy. It's long as hell.
Give it to us.
It's a long one. Like, I had a screenshot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, we got deep.
So I had a guy, friends with benefit, for a year. Let's call him Brian. Really liked him, wanted to go further, but never had the guts to ask. And he was very, like, laid back, whatever. Brian invited me to a family party, and I've known most of his family for years. So we went to school together, stayed in the same area, whatever. Went out after to a club, and his sister obviously came. She was a couple of years older, and I got on well with her. Brian knew lots of people at the club, and so did I. And she was basically getting annoyed because he was getting a lot of attention,
mm-hmm.
even though they were just friends with benefits.
Okay.
We got really drunk and went back to his dad's to stay. A group of us stayed up drinking. Brian was still in a huff and went and stayed up and chatting with his sister. Me and his sister slept together. I had the best sex of my entire life that night. I didn't realize my body could transcend like that. Anyways, that was my lesbian awakening.
Oh, I had not expected to take that turn. I thought something was going to happen with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian, you missed your shot.
It's not great. So she goes, I got up early the next day. Brian was still sleeping and left. He must have thought I slept in the bed and left early. Anyway, the next morning, his dad gave him big props on his night that night. Said he heard all the noise I was making and was proud of his son following in his dad's player footsteps.
Okay, well, that's gross. Like, that's gross for the dad to be like, yeah, giving, good job, oh my God. Son. Like, you know that's gross. Giving? What?
It's giving the family.
Wait, which
that's
one?
Just like, that's just like a mess. Like, the YouTuber family. That's just like a mess.
Don't say Ace family.
Yes!
No!
It's giving him and the
Austin's dad.
Yes!
Austin's dad. It is giving that
it's giving
same
the dad
energy.
And him. It's very like, yeah, son. That was a nice pussy attack.
Pound me, son!
It's very so that really did gag me, and now she's a lesbian.
Well, good for her.
Honestly, I'm so glad.
Honestly, good for you and your awakening. I feel like the dad and the son were weird anyways, and they're sick anyway, so.
Honestly, the fact that you guys end up just being friends with benefits and not turning into a relationship was a blessing. It was a blessing in disguise.
Darling.
It was a blessing in disguise. The fact that she slept with the older sister that she's known for years is gaggy, though. That is gaggy.
Yes.
The sister that was a few years older.
It came out of nowhere.
It just came out of nowhere. I know that got you.
It got me good.
I knew. Because there was a story to it. It was longer. Yeah. It had ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. It took many turns.
It took some turns.
Okay. Well, I had two that it was interesting. It was like the same kind of thing. And two people are having this very similar experience.
What is the experience?
So the experience is my hubby and I are dating other women and couples together. So it's really fun. And then the other one is I dated a married couple for a year and honestly it was such a great experience. Both people are like having the time of their life and they're like one is the person dating a married couple and the one's in the marriage and they're dating other people. Like they have an open relationship and they both end it with, it was a great experience. The only thing, I guess, personally, I'm just not interested in being attracted or having any relations with any other person. So my marriage is closed. But the only trouble I see in that is like I could see emotions getting attached in different areas and people falling in and out of love with others, whether it's being like a lighthearted messing around kind of thing. I can see it take many, many turns and get really messy.
I think so, too. Open relationships is so popular in the gay community. It's like such a big thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people don't really open their relationship till way later on in their marriage or situationship or whatever it might be. And they're already so established in their lives together that they do it because it's like, oh, it's going to be like a one-off. It's just like a fun night. Let's just like bring someone in for like one night, whatever, things like that. But people who start off in relationships saying that they're automatically like open relationships, I'm like, that's so fascinating. I don't know what that's like. Obviously, I'm always like, okay, interesting. Because I think they want to have that camaraderie with the person that closest with one person, but be able to explore in other avenues constantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I'm like, honestly, if that works for them, that's what works for them. So go you.
Both of them said that they are enjoying it. So a win is a win.
Like swingers.
A win is a win.
Like, that's what swingers are.
If you have an upside down pineapple, you're a swinger. It's like you trying to tell the world, like, hey, we swing. So if you swing, we swing.
Exactly. So it's like, it kind of reminds me of that way where it's like open relationships.
Interesting.
But again, like swingers, like they're doing it to hook up with another couple, but then they go back to their normal life.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's more so about, I think it's more about a sexual thing and it's not emotional.
These people are dating.
Oof.
That's when I'm like,
it can get spooky with feelings.
I think it can get spooky.
Do you know what's funny? I actually know a couple, a gay couple who was like, it was them too. They had been dating for years and years and years. They're like, okay, we want to be in a polyamorous relationship with someone. The third person came in, okay? Third person came in. They dated for 2 years.
The three of them.
They're all three dating. The original couple, one of them fell for the third way hard. This one, boot.
I knew it. Only these two left. This is what happened.
Only these two are left standing, and they were like the powerhouse that stayed.
Wow. That's really wild. Mm-hmm.
So it went from two to three, but it was not with the same people. So it's like, it definitely can happen. It's not like impossible. Like you can definitely fall for multiple people at the same time. I'm sure that's possible. But again, emotions can get very hairy and very spooky.
I agree.
Very quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of scary. Okay. My last one.
All right.
Is, do I want to do a lob or I want to do something sick? You know what? We're going to do one that for advice. Okay. This one says, I'm bored of sex with my fiance and I don't know how to fix it. They're not even married yet. They're fiancés and she's bored with their sex life already and how to fix. I think what's really important when it comes to things like this is being able to figure out what sexually stimulates you,
yeah,
and incorporating more of that, whatever it might be, into the relationship.
Different places, different ideas, different things, and see what sticks.
Yeah, and it's like at the end of the day, like your fiance wants to make you happy too. Like that's
we could hope and pray.
So I think that really just takes like communication, like and kind of dropping little hints. I think there's something very like it's like the person that sent it was a woman. I think that they're dating a man, but I think it could be very small. You don't have to be like, hey, I'm bored with our sex life, because that could like crush him. But you can be like, hey, like, what if we tried this?
Yeah.
Hey, what if we tried this? Like there's subtle gestures. Ways mm-hmm, to just gesture in or suggest something mm-hmm. that could work, whether it's, you know, doing some type of fantasy that you might have.
Yeah.
I think that it's definitely worth exploring.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, like, you're literally,
and
like,
hopefully fiancés. He's open to it.
And hopefully he's cool. Hopefully he's open with it. And if he's not cool, you can be a little bit more honest, a little more harsh.
Yeah.
I say.
Would you ever marry someone without having sex with them?
No.
Me either.
I wouldn't.
Ain't no way.
Couldn't do it.
Honey, not.
Couldn't do
no,
it.
No, not I.
I feel like that's very, like, Love is Blind / like, married at first sight. Like, it feels like more of, like, a show. Like, it doesn't even seem like that's real. I mean,
there
it is real.
There are some people that wait still.
I know. But it's like, to me, it's like, don't you want to test ride the car before you purchase it?
And see if y'all have that chemistry and like.
Yes. And see if it even works like that. Like, yeah. What if there it doesn't work? Like, what if you just.
It's compatible, just like, it's just not, it's not compatible.
What if he has a micro, Laura?
Well, girl, you better be looking. You better be
what
looking.
What if he has a micro?
How many micros have you seen at the gym?
I've seen a couple.
Yeah.
I've seen, I mean, which honestly,
makes me
like,
think, though, that micros are a normal thing. Like, a lot of people have micros.
They might. They might.
Mm.
And it's like, it's sad because, like, it's unfortunate.
They can't
like,
help it.
They can't help it. It's just an unfortunate thing. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to judge men with micro penises.
Right.
But it's like, it just sucks because the partner a lot of times isn't happy with that.
That's
too,
what sucks.
But they're also not happy with it themselves. So it is just sad overall.
That is really sad.
Like, what are they supposed to do?
That is really sad.
What is someone with a micro supposed to do? Do they get like, do they get something inserted? Do they get a piece? A strap on? Like, what can they do?
Surgically be adjusted. Not that I'm saying they have to do that, but I'm just saying, like, I wonder if that's an option.
I don't know.
I feel like there's a surgery for everything now. So it's like, I wonder if that there could be a little adjustment to help the situation.
There's got to be something to help the micros out there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It sounds like
have you ever hooked up with someone and then they had a micro and you were like, the fuck?
No, I've actually not been in that situation before where I did, where I hooked up. I've seen it in real life where I've seen men walking in the locker. Also, it does strike me very fascinating when men are walking around naked in the locker room that have micros and they just don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like
so maybe they've had it their whole life and they're just like, fuck it. Like, this is it, guys.
I mean, yeah,
do
I don't
you
know.
Walk around the locker room naked?
No.
Not a chance.
I'm a towel on.
Me too. Not
like,
a chance.
I'm not the, I'm just like not the type of person that's like showing off my cock
not
to everyone.
Not a chance. I'm not a peacock.
Not my
there.
Vibe. And there's guys that are like guys that are literally like well endowed hung. Mm-hmm. And there's guys that have micros.
Yeah.
There's like no in between that does that.
And
it's weird.
They're in there. Hanging
weird.
Out.
Weird. And they're just hanging.
Hanging out.
Laura, if you see something that's just an inch off your skin, that's an inch.
The only problem for me is I feel like I'm going to be like.
Is it in?
Like, I'm going to be looking. Like, I'm going to have to be
you're
like,
gonna
what
be
the?
You're going to be glaring.
Like, because I don't know that I've never seen a micro in real life, ever.
Lucky you.
So, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I would probably, like, have to look.
You would want to. When I saw it, when my first time I saw one in real life at the gym, it was very just, like, in passing. Because you're, like, walking. So, you kind of, like, look. And I saw it. And I immediately was, like.
Double take.
And I double took, but I wasn't obvious with that. I was very like an eye glance. So then I said, wait a fucking minute. So then I like looked and it was
a micro.
Micro.
Tyler, have you ever seen a micro?
He's not seen one.
How? You've been in the locker room naked with several guys. He said yes. He goes, I haven't. He literally goes, I haven't.
No, but it's like. Again, I'm not naked in the locker room with men.
No, it's them.
Clothed.
Men
it's
are
them.
So, yes.
It's them that are just like, okay, cool. Like, they don't care. But I'm like, how could you not care? I just feel like if I had a micro, I would literally not even shower at the gym.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything. I just would be so like, ugh, frustrated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would just never even want, I would never hook up with anyone.
Well, maybe they just had it their whole life and they're just like, fuck it.
I've seen like, I would say two, maybe three. Once I saw this guy in the locker room and the micro was so micro that literally it was bush button in the center of the bush and then bush again. It literally was a button bush.
Oh, Not a button bush.
A button bush. And I literally, it spooked me.
It got you.
And it really, really, but the thing is, again, he was walking around proudly. So maybe to him, it's like, maybe to him, it's not a micro.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
The lies. It spooked you. The La was Rona in. Yeah.
It was very Wendy Williams. I think.
La Llorona. Yeah.
It really got me. But honestly, props to him for walking around naked. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, cool. I just surprised because I've never seen anything like that before.
Confidence is key, baby. Confidence is key.
He didn't give a shit. And I was like, you know what? Props to him. I was just shocked because I'd never seen that before. I just feel like
this is such a good way to end our episode.
I think so too. I don't think we could do anything after that.
I don't either.
I think that's where we leave it off.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching.
And thank you for so much for submitting all your guys' secrets and everything you guys said. We appreciate it so much because that honestly makes the episode go by like so quickly because the secrets are so wild. It's so fun. So I hope you guys had fun watching it and enjoyed it at home.
And thank you guys for watching. Be sure and rate, like, subscribe, and don't forget to leave your peeks and pits in the comments so we can hear what's going on in your world. And we're almost to our 100th episode, so on our 100th episode, we want to do something.
We have to do something.
So
we
be
have
on
to
the lookout for that, guys.
We got to do something.
We're brainstorming.
Or like, if you guys have any ideas for the 100th episode, let us know.
I mean, there's a comment section.
Yeah, there's a comment section. What should we do for the 100th episode? I'm so curious.
We'll figure something out. But anyways, we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.